Good morning. On Friday last week, we learned the segula of Rav Pinkus, if you will, a segula that when a person's in a difficult situation and it seems that the shari bracha, the gates of bracha are closed and nothing we're doing is working to open it, perhaps the way to access it, the key that's going to open that gate is the key of Shavach, the key of Rina, of Shira, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we have, not for the situation we're in, but for the what we have, the good that we have, and maybe the different Lashonos, different access points of Tefillah, maybe that's the access. That's what we spoke about last week. I tried to put this into practice. I'm having issues with my eyes. It's a conversation for another time. Bez Hashem, it'll be okay. I should go speak to Ira. And nothing was working. So I switched gears. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first 40 years of my life, I had no problems with my eyes. Thank you so much. And there are people who can't see. Thank you for giving me sight. And thank you. Okay. Now I'm having headaches. I had a migraine due to an issue with my eye. I never had a migraine my whole life. Thank you so much. I had 40 years of my life. And I just started practicing that with other things that I was asking Hashem for. Okay, we could talk later if it worked or not. It definitely did. So Rav Pinkus goes on. We're on page Nun Zion. He has two paragraphs here, which is really a hemshech, a continuation of what we saw last Friday, which is so powerful. He says, Zos v'od. This and more. Kol tova ha-magiyel adam, hari ba'osa rega niftach lo shar. Anytime you receive anything good from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gate is open, right? We spoke about this in the Hakdama. Everything's there. Everything's there ready, like creation. Everything's there. There's just the door, and the gate needs to open for the Shefa to come from Hashem down. So whenever something good happens to us, so that means that the gate is open. V'al kein, ha'anhaga ha'nechutza ma'od l'maisa, the action that's very important, practically, she'al kol tova u'bracha she'mekabel, on any good, on any blessing that we receive, miyad lohodos u'lishabech es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to right away thank and praise Hashem, v'al yedei kein yishayar pasuach hashar she'niftach lo l'rega. Something good happened, that means the gate, Hashem opened the gate. The gate is open. If the Shevach can work to open the gate, he's going to say this in a minute, certainly it can work to keep the gate open. Certainly it can work to keep the gate open. Hein l'inyan hatova hazu atzma shetishar lo tamid. Either so that this bracha that Hashem showered us with should remain, it shouldn't just be fleeting. It could leave at any minute. It keeps it open. V'hein linyan sheyishbu lo'od brachos. We want more brachos. Sometimes we don't think of it that way. A parent gives a child a gift. You're not thinking, when's my next gift going to be? But with Hashem, if the gate is open by being thanking Hashem and praising Hashem and singing to Hashem, it keeps the gate open. V'hein linyan aval. Im einu modem shebech tekef. If we don't thank and praise Hashem immediately, we're prone to lose this goodness, this blessing, if the gate is going to close. It's an important rule to know. Shar mishaniftach, a gate once it's opened, kal yoser lahachziko pasuach milaposcha mechadash. It's much easier to keep it open than it is to open a new gate. It could be that this is where the thank you Hashem movement got it from, you know, whether we're into all the swag and all that. But the notion of anytime something good happens, not to wait until modim, by the time we get to modim, it could be the gate has closed. Not to wait until there's a simcha and we have an opportunity to publicly thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time something good, something small, something big happens, to take a moment and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like we spoke about much earlier, based on the Ramban, that when a person's in a situation of tzara, they could talk to Hashem and turn to Hashem. That's the Daraisa, not to wait for tefillah. So too when it comes to to praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Things happen to us all the time. We're driving and there's traffic and we're going to be late to where we need to go, and then all of a sudden it clears up. So get in the habit of praising Hashem, of thanking Hashem. We were trying to get an appointment for a long time with a doctor or with whomever, and then we get the appointment to stop, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that shahr that's open can stay open. V'ata achi, shma yisod gadol b'ofen kali. Listen to this important rule. Ein lecha davar mevi bracha v'yeshua k'mo ha-simcha v'atov levav. There is nothing that brings a Yeshua, salvation, bracha, like there is happiness. Ve'en l'chadavar mevi ro'os v'tzaros k'mo ha'atzvos. Nothing brings bad, brings trouble, like sadness. U'kaloshon apostle ki pachad pachadati v'yeyasini v'asher yigurasi yavoli. I forgot to bring the Navi here to get the exact translation. V'kasher korel adam hefsed misuyam. This is intense what he's going to say. When something, some loss occurs, when it brings a person to sadness, the loss that could come from an outcome of that sadness, that's going to be worse than the actual loss that caused the sadness. So it's a vicious, it can be a vicious cycle. Ubemakum sheyesh simchas halev v'or achedva sham shora habracha v'atzlacha. Now, the question is why exactly is that? Why does atzvus cause loss? A person suffers a loss. It is from Hashem. It could be the sadness reflects a lack of bitachon. But I think what he's saying is that when a person gets to a point of atzvus, when they're sad, so then they tend not to get in the mode of thanking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of using the Shevach and the Shira. When a person accesses the Shevach and the Shira, they that opens up the gate more than the Bakashos could open the gate. And when we recognize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I was talking to someone recently, not from here, someone in real estate. He'd been working on a deal for a couple years. And we've been joking for a long time. When this deal closes, He's gonna take me out. This was he's been talking about this for a long time. This was a really big deal, and I see him. I was away for somewhere, and we were davening, and I saw he had the biggest smile on his face. So I'm like, oh, he got the deal. I'm livid. So I went over to him after davening. He said, Malsav, he goes, what are you talking about? I said, you got the deal. He says, no, I didn't get the deal. I'm like, well, so why are you happy? He goes, because it's exactly what Hashem wanted to happen. Okay, it's a high madriga to get to. Everything happens exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, and we can get into the habit of praising Hashem for that, and hopefully that will keep, not only open the gate, keep the gate open, and we'll be showered with endless bracha.